You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
So hello, it's Kirsty Campbell, just from the marketing team. We're out doing a bit for Joe today down at the Share Centre with the United Youth Project. There's a residential going on, it's one of their last ones here. And I've also got Simone with me, who's doing a work placement with us at the minute.
Hello everyone.
There's Simone. So we're just finishing off some archery there, and then we're going to have a chat with Niall and a few of the people that have been having a wee go in the residentials.
Great score, and one is five.
Well done.
Who's next?
We've just caught Niall here, the man in charge, so our youth development officer. So Niall, what would you say the United Youth Project has all been about?
Well, the United Youth Project funded by Dell has all been about getting young people the opportunity to take part in a lot of personal development, employment, citizenship and good relations activities to kind of help them develop holistically as individuals and move them along whatever their chosen path would be, maybe back into education or trying to get them further on into employment, something like that.
What would you say the main points are that young people take from projects like this?
Well, I think the key thing with this project was that Dell were very good about letting us work with the young people so they could design the content of other projects and how they would be delivered. So I think they've got really good ownership of it and have developed a lot of skills through their involvement in organising the activities they've actually done, as well as all the practical skills they developed actually taking part in the activities like a cooking class or a first aid course.
So you've seen maybe them develop, have you seen any certain changes with any individuals or groups?
Yeah, we've definitely seen development across every participant on the project, really, across each of the four areas, really. We've especially with employment, I have to say, we've seen one person go on to set up their own business, just left our project last week to go and do that.
Wow.
Others taking placements to gain more experience or working on their CVs and things like that. And in general, self-confidence, they've all got more comfortable expressing their opinions on what they want to do over the project as a group, where maybe at the start they were a bit quieter, so it's good to see overall development, really.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm involved in the United Youth Project. I first got involved through the RNIB. I was a volunteer there, and through that they came to me and suggested that I could do this project, and I was very excited, and before I knew it, I was going on my first residential.
So, Charlie, what activities have you took part in?
We've been doing a range of activities. I've been doing archery, climbing walls. There is also a cooking course that we were involved in to get us a bit more independent and a bit more learned in the kitchen. Also just all the cross-community projects and meeting new people, and hold loads of different activities and events.
Have you got anything, any favourites or anything?
For me personally, it's not so much as an activity as an individual. Niall Dempsey, we'll get into that later, but I really liked the cooking course. It's always something I've been a wee bit nervous cooking, and it was brilliant that they had the opportunity to get more out of cooking and more to learn, and I feel a lot more confident now, which I think was one of the goals of this project, so I'm happy about that.
Are there any subjects you know more about now than before you started the project?
As I say, I know more about cooking now. Mm-hmm. I've picked up a bit more on the sports, like through the archery and stuff, and how that would be done. And of course, I've learned more about dairy. We went to just different stories about our culture over Ireland and about different places, and I'd say I've learned a good bit.
Okay, so how do I do this, Ben buddy? You know?
See, before you click it on here, you see the three odd colour.
Oh, yeah.
Faces on up.
Excellent,
so you put your odd colour on. Push this into the arrow wrist.
Yeah,
feet
thank
shoulder
you.
Width apart. See, three fingers on the finger tabs.
Yeah.
Draw back to your eye. Look down.
Nice one.
Black. Just three.
So do you think that the overall course has helped you with your sight loss, and has it improved the way you deal with situations or in the project itself?
Yeah, I feel there's a lot of self-improvement. I'm more confident, more doing things. I know that there is the help out there if you look in the right places, and definitely more of a positive outlook now that I know I am capable of going out doing these things as much as anyone else, and it's really great feeling.
So what would you say to any young people with sight loss listening who haven't been involved with something like this before?
I would say get involved. get out there, look for it. It's out there waiting for you. There's so much to benefit you and so much of a good outcome that you get from doing things like this. For example, I now started off volunteering, got involved with this project. I now have a placement there, which is brilliant. I'm learning all different kinds of skills through that. So, you know, you learn academic skills, you learn, you know, about yourself, what you're capable of, things that you want to do better yourself. And it's just a great thing. And, you know, especially people with sight loss, you know, morale gets low. They kind of beat themselves up. Everyone's their own worst enemy. But this here, it just helps to put things in perspective, and it's very positive. And I just encourage anyone to go for it.
So we're just going to talk to Catherine here. So Catherine, you're down at the residential as well. What have you been doing?
Hi, Kirsty. I've been down helping out and volunteering with the young people. So I've been down for about four of the residentials.
Four of the residentials. And what sort of things have you been doing with them?
Doing lots of different kind of activities. They did self-defence classes. We are going to the Marble Arch Caves. We did wall climbing, archery.
And have you seen any changes in any of the young people as a group or just individuals?
The first residential I come down, they were quite quiet and didn't really chat too much, but that's in kind of, as they got to know each other better, they've got a lot more confident and a lot more chatty and more friendly with each other. So build confidence, definitely.
Brilliant. Can you think of any particular achievements maybe they've done?
They all have done a first aid course, so they all have got their first aid certificates, and they also did a cooking class as well.
Oh, brilliant. So if any of you just drop, they know what to do for you.
Yes, that's it.
So Catherine, you volunteered for the project. Would you encourage other people to volunteer for projects like this?
Yeah, most definitely. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time with this group, and it's nice to see them progressing through from when they first started to their finishing up. So I think it'd be it's a really good experience for anybody to, if they want to volunteer.
Yep.
And it's good fun.
Just caught up with Nicola at lunch here. So Nicola, you've brought another group down from BAC here. Can you just tell us how you got involved with the project?
Well, we've been involved with our NIB for quite a number of years now through Duke of Edinburgh's award, and was involved with the Mizzen de Malin Cycle Challenge a couple of years ago. So have had contact with Niall for quite a while through the BAC Accessibility Project.
He's up there.
Niall had actually contacted me then to see if I would have a group of young people who would be interested in coming along and, you know, taking part in the programme. So normally whenever I put something out a residential, there's no problem whatsoever in getting a group together. So eight young people. Probably could have had double that, but
time away from parents. Yeah,
exactly. So,
and what do you think the benefits of being joining up with another group?
For these young people, you know, they are socially isolated, so it's not very often they would be together as a group anyway. Never mind coming in contact with new people. It's lovely, you know, being away in an environment like this where, they are doing activities and stuff, you know, during the day and in the evening, but then the free time whenever they can all kind of get together and find out about each other, you know, and do a wee bit of mixing, you know, it's brilliant for them. Do you know, the RNIB guys have been great in terms of, you know, helping them.
And then this afternoon we're going to do the dark experience. How do you think that's going to go?
Well, it'll be interesting because obviously we have the dark experience up at the activity centre, so I've been involved with that quite a bit. So obviously I haven't seen this one, so I'm quite keen. I'm not sure now if Niall has me down for doing it or helping out on it, so I'm not sure now how it can go with the group. That yesterday one of the games involved them being blindfolded. We were trying to kind of introduce that experience to them. And we said to them that they were going to do their dark experience then this afternoon. So hopefully then get on okay. Imagine now then by a few laughs and yells and squeals and stuff like that along the way, but they should do okay.
So this was a pilot project, Niall. So are you hoping that there'll be something like this again in the future?
We would hope so. I think Dell have done a very good job making this project as available to as many young people as possible during the pilot phase. Hopefully if they were to roll out a bigger programme, then it would be something we could potentially be a part of and offer this opportunity to more young people with sight loss.
So just before we go, I'd just like to know, what would be your favourite bit of the project? Maybe a couple of highlights?
A couple of highlights. I would definitely say from being at the first residential to seeing the people making about four different dishes in the cookery class from how they started in the first residential was quite fun to watch, really. And also, I think personally, just the mountain biking, they all seemed to go on very well with that, and it was just, it's fun to watch.
To find out more about RNABNI Youth Services, call us on 0890 329 373 or email us at childrenandyouthni@rnab.org.uk. You can also search for RNIB Northern Ireland on social media.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.